We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a Falcons Friday. Home opener on Sunday. Get pumped up, get charged up. It's going to be a hell of a weekend. Braves are back home. Falcons are at home. Atlanta United's even going to play a game. I know, right? Exactly. And all the college football that is going to be going on in and around the area. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on this Friday morning, Falcons Friday. You, I'm starting to get pumped up. Great to have the team back at home. Been a while since we played a game that counted at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing this morning? Hope you had a great Thursday. Hope you enjoyed Thursday night football last night. It was a pretty good game last night, John Freak.
Yeah, it looked like, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals. So the AFC North is upside down. How about Cincinnati at 2-0 and in second place at the moment, the Browns and Steelers tied at 0-1.
Yeah, it was a good game last night, man. It was a physical matchup like they always are. And it was some precision execution going on out there yesterday. It was some great passes being thrown. A.J. Green had a night.
Yeah, that former Georgia star did have a night, didn't he? Wow, A.J. Green was out there playing last night. If you had A.J. Green in your fantasy league, you had a good night last night with Cincinnati knocking off Baltimore. 34-23, right? Final count? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was like – it was all – in the first half, it was all Cincinnati, the first half. And then I guess Coach Harbaugh went in halftime and woke the team up, and they made it a game. They made it a game. Well, they started making a game in the first half, but, yeah, it really got going on in the second.
Yeah, just looking up some of those numbers because I was curious to see what the final tallies were for A.J. Green with the three touchdowns.
He only had like five TDs.
Yeah, only five catches, yeah. But three of them were touchdowns.
Yeah, he only had five.
That's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad night at all.
That's a pretty good percentage. Oh, yeah, 60% of the catches I make are for touchdowns. Man, a mercy. Falcons getting ready for Carolina. You know, and now I think we're all kind of good. You know, just kind of the lead out there is that we're a little bit concerned now about Devontae Freeman this morning because didn't practice again yesterday. So.
Yeah, well, it's probably safe to say, John, that he's probably not going to be the starter for Sunday. It's going to be Ito Smith and Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman's going to get his opportunity to go out there and show what he can do.
Yeah, so that'll be one thing we follow on for the rest of the day. And then the Braves are home this weekend. You should know this, that last night the Cubs beat the Nationals. And before you celebrate that, I'm not sure that that's – I mean, because we're not in any race with the Nationals. We are in a race, however, with the Cubs. So I don't know that that's necessarily
good news.
You're
talking about for home field throughout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, that may be, you know, pointless because, you know, Braves tend to play better on the road anyway than they do at home. But here's the final homestand of the season, and the Braves are going to be taking on the Nats. Then they're going to take on the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going to come in here. They are desperate here. Of the Nats, the Cardinals, and the Phillies, the three teams you're going to see in these nine games, the team that needs to win now, the St. Louis Cardinals. That team is in the throes of it because they're in a heated race for the wild card. You know, with the Dodgers and the Rockies and even, I don't know, can they catch the Brewers? Maybe, you know. So this is a heated race in that NL Central.
Yeah, the NL is pretty tight this year. We were talking about it a few days ago about how when you look at this division and in this league that everybody's kind of close together. It's all lumped up. So it's really going to come down to the wire, to the end of the season. To see who's going to step up and be representative in the wild card race and in the independent race.
Yeah, I'm just glad we're going to be able to avoid that wild card for the Braves. I mean, yeah. not to go back to the bad memories of what happened. And once the Braves played one time, it played St. Louis in a wild card game, and there was a thing that happened with an infield fly that was very controversial. But my bigger issue with the wild card game is the fact the Braves lost one of them, is that it's not – I understand what baseball is doing in expanding the playoffs. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, one game, Hugh, baseball is not a one-game thing.
It's not played that way. It's not played that way, and it kind of does it a disservice mm-hmm. when you leave it to that just one game,
right?
Because you're so used to playing a series, and one night it's amazing to me. It's fascinating how even in basketball as well, how you know a team might get one game one night, but the next night, you know, you look like the Cleveland Cavaliers did it one year, and they just go on a tear
mm-hmm.
and win like back-to-back-to-back games on the brink of elimination against the Golden State Warriors and win back-to-back-to-back games. So,
right.
Yeah. It's not a one-game playoff scenario. I don't think it does it baseball or basketball any service you do it like that.
Yeah, but I understand that it does in the regards of the regular season because now the interest level, you know, again, who's left here in the playoff hunt? You have Colorado, Los Angeles, and Arizona from the West. That's three. The Cubs, Milwaukee, and St. Louis in the Central. That's six. And the Braves. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, the Phillies, not really. I mean, the Phillies are good. I don't know. I don't even know if the Phillies can even make a run at the wild card anymore. Forget the NL East title. I don't think they can even make a run at the wild card because at the moment the last wild card team is the Dodgers and the Phillies are way behind them. They're like five games behind them. You know, so I mean they're you know not even capable mm-hmm. of making a wild card run. But it does pique interest in certain places where otherwise you wouldn't. Like for example, the St. Louis Cardinals are, you know, I mean they're in third place, 4.5 back, but they're very much in the wild card. As a matter of fact, they're the leading team in the wild card at the moment. So that'll be an interesting little series coming in with St. Louis and all their fans. I think the game on Tuesday, if I read correctly yesterday in the Braves schedule, the game next Tuesday against the Cardinals, I don't know why Tuesday, but next Tuesday is already sold out.
Because those Cardinals fans here.
Yeah.
Didn't you send an email last night to say that like for the games this weekend, a lot of people that are from Carolina, they have some tickets for the people that are
yeah,
here
free
in town.
Tickets,
yeah,
right.
Free tickets for the people that are here from out of town.
Yeah, matter of fact, I have that over here. The Braves are offering free tickets to evacuees from North Carolina, South Carolina for the Nats series Friday through Sunday. The Rays do say while supplies last. So it's not just everybody that shows up.
I'm assuming that you have to show your Carolina driver's license to mm-hmm. get the tickets. It's pretty cool.
And so free tickets to the Braves for the series against the Nats if you're an evacuee. If you're here from North Carolina, South Carolina, first off, if you're from really the impacted zone, you know, our heart goes out to you and welcome to Atlanta because I know that I've heard that, you know, down at the Speedway, down at Atlanta Motor Speedway, that's packed.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of the campgrounds up in North Georgia, north east of us, up towards Amicalola Falls, they're all packed. If you go up like, you know, 575 and 400, and mm-hmm. you're going to get to all those packed campgrounds, even Red Top Mountain and down south as well. So, you know, all of you, welcome to Atlanta. Hopefully we can get you back home fairly soon. But you're welcome while you're here, and you get this. If you're thinking about things to do with if you've got kids, as the Braves mentioned, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, if you're from North Carolina or South Carolina, there are free tickets to the Braves and the Nats. So you can go to the AtlantaBraves.com and read more about that. Also, Kennesaw State is going to be playing your daughter's school, Alabama State, tomorrow.
Okay.
And the Kennesaw State offering free tickets to the Alabama State, Kennesaw State for North Carolina.
That's cool. Yeah, and my school is here this weekend, too. Central State plays Morehouse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool. So I'm going to try to get down there. But you know, it's at 5 o'clock on a Saturday. You know how those Saturdays go when you get off of work from working these wee hour in the mornings. It's like 5 o'clock roll around. That's sleepy time. Sleepy time. So I'm going to see if I'm going to make it to that because I know coach is coming in, Coach Pearl. Cedric Pearl's coming in, and I'm going to try to get out there and holler at the team. But, yes, that's sleepy time.
Well, you got a lot of connections there between Alabama State and Central
yeah,
State. Time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, but my daughter's not here, so I probably won't check out the Alabama State game. You know, I don't know too many people from down there, but definitely try to get to that Central State game.
Yeah, so if you're in, you can get tickets. And, of course, those games are going to be, you know, interesting to watch, too. You know, Kennesaw State trying to build on its win last week. The Georgia State Panthers do play tonight. They play in Memphis this evening, national TV for the Panthers. So you Panthers fans out there, ESPN, not ESPN Plus, not ESPN3, not, you know, ESPN Desportes or anything. ESPN, okay? ESPN, the big dog.
Big dog.
The big dog. Georgia State and Memphis. We'll have full coverage on 92.9 The Game. Dave Cohen on the call beginning at 6:30 tonight with the pregame show. And then we'll take you to play-by-play coverage from Memphis at 7 o'clock tonight, Memphis Tigers and Georgia State. And this is one of those chances, again, for the Panthers. And I know that they got beat up a little bit last week by NC State. But here's a chance, again, to go up against a big-name team and try and get that signature win here. Georgia State's growing its program. And make no mistake, they have a big intent down there. If you're talking about, you know, what can Georgia State be? I mean, look, they've got a stadium worthy of going up in class, okay? That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. They could go to a bigger league. They just have to have a program worthy of going to a bigger league. And a lot of that is going to be due to, you know, can they get some of these wins? We were looking on the future schedules for Georgia State. Georgia State now. Army's coming in next year. Then in a couple of years, North Carolina comes down to Atlanta to play Georgia State. So, I mean, then, you know, you're starting to get the North Carolinas to come in and play you. That means something. You know, I mean, that means that you are a pretty big program if you can get North Carolina to come to your place and play you.
Well, it's growing. It's growing. And they have a beautiful campus, a beautiful stadium. Had a chance to go out there and watch, was it field hockey out that way. It was pretty cool. Beautiful area out there in Kennesaw.
Yeah, one of the things, just back to the evacuee thing, you know, that I love about Atlanta is how this is not the first time we've done this. We've done it before with folks from Florida and when things went kind of sideways for them. And we are, you know, such a welcoming people, and I love this about our city. And I, you know, maybe this is humble bragging here, I guess, a little bit about Atlanta. But there is, for example, there's some games that have been relocated. We were talking about Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State is relocated. Coastal Carolina bought its soccer team here, mm-hmm. and they're going to play Arkansas Little Rock today at KSU because they needed a place to play. All these – and that, by the way, just scratches the surface. There'll be other – you know, I know that there's going to be lots of teams, lots of events that are relocating to Atlanta. But welcome to our fair city. If you've never been here, you'll find that it's great town, and you'll have a lot of fun in this town. But we do want to warn you, it is Friday, and in Atlanta, Friday means one thing. What does it mean? Traffic.
That's every day, though, John. What you talking about?
Yeah, I know, but especially Friday.
You live on Friday, sir. Yeah,
you live up there in West Islamabad. Yeah. You ain't down here in the trenches.
You got free tickets.
That's traffic every day.
You got free tickets to the Braves game today. Congratulations to you. I'm going to suggest you leave a little bit early. What was the first pitch, 7:35? You might want to leave.
Oh, it's going to be a traffic jam somewhere. It's getting to the point now where Atlanta's starting to get not to this level, but you can relate to what I'm saying, is that every at any given time during the day or night, you're going to run into traffic somewhere. That's what it's starting to be. It really is. You're going to run into some kind of traffic somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, it's a lot going on. It's a lot.
It is a Friday morning on a Falcons Friday morning. Falcons and Panthers, our coverage begins at 11 a.m. Mike Conley and Hugh Douglas will be inside the stadium at the AT&T Perch. So if you get into the stadium early on Sunday, make your way around to the AT&T Perch. It's exactly the opposite side of the field from Molly B's and the window. So if you see Molly B's in the window, you got to go all the way around the stadium to the other side. That's the AT&T Perch. They'll be there beginning at 11 a.m. with the Bud Light countdown to kickoff. And that'll start at 11. Of course, kick at 1 o'clock with Wes, Dave, John Michaels, from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike Conley going to have a busy weekend because we've got Colorado and Atlanta tomorrow. He's going to be in Denver for that game for Atlanta United, and he's going to turn around and fly from Denver back home to host the Falcons in the pregame show.
You got a lot going on.
Man, you got a lot going on.
We got some contingency plans, though, just in case. They're going to make me do the show by myself. No, they wouldn't. They would definitely not do that. They would definitely not do that.
The Braves back home, last regular season homestand of the year. Where we stand, headed to this final homestand, next on the morning show on a Friday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's check out the teams.
It's Friday.
And time to take a look back. This is Falcons Friday.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is going to be a busy Falcons Friday and a busy weekend here in Atlanta. A lot of things jumping. We do want to, as you join the morning show with John and Hugh, continue to kind of bring you up to speed on some of the things that are going on because of the nature of the weather and Hurricane Florence and what it means. What it means for us is that there have been some changes to some of the games that have been scheduled. Georgia's game tomorrow is no longer a 7:15 game. I would have hoped that if you're going to the game, you've heard this by now. But if you haven't, Georgia will kick off at noon. I don't want you showing up at 7:15. Hugh, I don't want somebody showing up at Athens at 5 o'clock going, all right, here we go. Hey, where's everybody going? Where you going? Where are you folks? The game's over.
I would venture to say nobody's going to do that, John, because I'm pretty sure if it's like any other place that when college football is around, tailgating starts real early. So you'll probably have people set up there like at like 9 a.m. AT said like right now. Because the folks in there probably tailgate like right now. But yeah, them people take that tailgating serious. So I don't think anybody's going to miss the game. I don't think that's going to be the case, just unless you live on another planet.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh. We have Daryl. We have Wendy. We have AT. I don't know about you guys, but just as a fan, generally, when I go to games, on the rare occasion that I get to not go and you know work a game, but where I just get to go as a fan, if I'm going to go out there and tailgate and have some fun, I'm a little torn because there'll be college football games, especially when I go back to Nebraska, that will start at 11 in the morning, 11 a.m. kickoffs, which I hate, Hugh. I hate the 11 a.m. kickoff. And because, you know, it's just like you wake up and you're going to play football. You don't have any time to get ramped up. You know what I mean?
Who?
When Nebraska plays one of those 11 a.m. games, you know, you just don't have any time to kind of get worked up.
But sure you do, John. It's called brunch and mimosas.
Yeah, I was thinking to get to the stadium, it's like an hour to kickoff.
Help
me understand why you can't get up for a Saturday game at like 11 o'clock. Help me understand that. What are you doing Friday night?
We're up till 3 in the morning drinking.
See, that's the problem. See, if you up
how
to 3 o'clock, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you up to 3 o'clock in the morning, you might as well ride that on out. You got to ride that out. You got to get you a pot of coffee. You got a boot and rally, whatever you got to
put
do.
Put some Bailey's in your coffee that morning. You'll something. Be good to go.
You'll be a little, man, make sure you take a bath because you're probably going to be a little rank from drinking all day.
Your regular, pores.
Yeah, from drinking about 3 o'clock in the morning.
But AT knows this from LSU because they do this a lot at LSU with those night games. I don't know what's worse, that, the 11 o'clock getting ramped up, or that 8 o'clock start where you have all day to drink.
Well, especially Tiger fans, they usually roll in games in Baton Rouge Thursday night, so they've been drinking for a while.
Yeah, right.
God bless. Like, cause that's a younger man's, like, that's a younger man or woman's game, or even somebody who hasn't really like matured to a certain level yet to drink all night long and then be able to roll into a game and pay attention. God bless you for that one. Cause I don't know what that life looks like anymore. I haven't seen that in a long time. To be able to drink all day long and to still enjoy yourself at the game.
Yeah, no, I can't do it either.
I would be somewhere asleep. Like seriously,
that's one of my regrets in sports that I never really got a chance to tailgate. Not necessarily for the drinking part, but because I always worked for teams, I couldn't tailgate.
Right, you couldn't do the pregame stuff.
No,
yeah, you just go as a fan.
No, because I had to work. We had to be there maybe 3 or 4 hours getting the press box ready and that
kind of
thing.
Well, I don't know. Look at the schedule. See when the Falcons off week is. See if you could head down maybe Tulane plays that week or LSU. And you could get on there and just go to the game.
That is past for me, John.
Oh, you know, I mean, yeah, that tailgate thing could be a little bit fun, you know. You get a little wound up if it's your team. So, again, Georgia noon start. Also note that Clemson has moved its game up. If you're a Georgia Southern fan, you live in Statesboro, or you're a Georgia Southern fan in Atlanta, planning to go up to Clemson, South Carolina, if you haven't heard, that Clemson kickoff is not 3:30 anymore. It is also a noon kickoff tomorrow at Clemson, South Carolina. And, again, I don't want you rolling up the highway, turning on, you know, you get – you know, up to Hartwell, and you tune in the Georgia Southern, and all of a sudden they say, you know, third quarter here at Clemson, and you're going, why? Huh? You know, so I'm just saying, you know, that game is also a noon game tomorrow between Clemson and Georgia Southern in Clemson, South Carolina. Meantime, the Braves home this weekend. 9-game homestand opens against the Nats. The Cards, the Phillies have been talking about it. They have a chance to – they could in this homestand clinch the NL East. Now, they're going to have a little bit of help, but since they play the Nats and the Phillies, Hugh, if they take care of business with the Nats, they take care of business with the Phillies, they could be going on the road to New York with the NL East in hand. They could be done.
That's what you want, John. You want to try to get it done as quickly as possible, but I still think that this is still going to come down to the wire. There's still a lot of baseball left to be played for everybody. So I just don't think that I don't want the Braves to get too comfortable right now. I really don't. I just want them to go out there and keep playing the way that they're playing and roll into the playoffs if that's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you just get the one you know, Washington's out of it. I mean, you could put them out of their misery fairly soon. But you're right. What I want them to do is build on what they did off this road trip because this team is playing so loose. You know, they're so, you know, it's interesting. It's like this tight and loose thing. The tighter they get as a unit, the looser they tend to play.
That's how it usually works, John, because you're gelling as a team. That's one thing. And you're starting to believe in yourself. That believability factor is high right now for this team, especially the way that they've bounced back from some rough starts, some rough games. they're starting to bounce back now. So that's what it is, basically, is the believability.
Mm-hmm. Now, season ticket holders are going to be able to buy playoff tickets starting next Tuesday. But if you're not a season ticket holder, you need to note this. If you want to go to the postseason, the Braves tickets will go on sale next Wednesday at 10 a.m. All right? Wednesday, 10 a.m., Braves postseason tickets go on sale. And, of course, we have no idea who they're going to be playing yet, but they'll go on sale next Wednesday at 10 a.m. So here we go with the playoffs. Atlanta United has not announced, obviously, playoff tickets yet, but they will be printing playoff tickets for Atlanta United because they're in the postseason. They have clinched a postseason spot as they go to Colorado tomorrow. But, yeah, we're in. I mean, if the Braves are selling postseason tickets, that's a pretty good sign. Pretty good indication that you are probably en route.
Well, I think AT talked about that yesterday. It's like when you're in a PR group, you have to start – you want to try to get ahead of everything. You don't want it to just be dumped in your lap and you're caught behind the eight ball, John. You want to kind of get ahead of it. And you should feel like the way that this team is playing right now, that they are going to the postseason. So it's like – I mean, it's a no-brainer at this point. It really is.
It is a good pitching matchup tonight. We're getting conflicting information whether Julio Teheran or Kevin Gausman is starting for the Braves tonight. But Max Scherzer is scheduled to be the starter for the Washington Nationals this evening. Boy, this has been – look at the Nationals. You know, all these high hopes and expectations, Hugh. I mean, they're kind of like the antithesis of the Braves. The Braves really didn't have, you know, any hope of being anything. They've swapped spots. The Braves are the team that's 18 games over 500 going into this series against the Nationals, looking to lock down in the next week the NL East title and move on to the playoffs. The Nats are conversely the team that's one game over 500 and in third place. For the Nats, this is a failure again, an epic failure for them, for this franchise and everything they spent.
Yeah, John, you're talking about there was a time during the trade deadline, they were talking about unloading a bunch of players. They were even talking about unloading Bryce Harper. So they said that the locker room was toxic and that there was a lot going on. And there was a stretch in there, if I recall, where they kind of got it together for a brief period of time, and then it just got fragmented again. And now they're starting to make that push or that rally that everybody thought they were going to do, but it's a little bit too late right now.
You know, is that a case where, and AT, I think you brought this up, is that a case with the Washington Nationals where they were overthinking this because of the whole Dusty Baker thing? Because they couldn't get – look, the history of the Nationals is get to the playoffs, flame out in the playoffs, and they got mad at that, and so as a result, they dumped Dusty Baker, even though look at the team now.
Yeah, that was sort of a surprise, even certainly to Dusty, because he thought he may get a contract extension. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, he's out and Dave Martinez is in, and let's say it's been a total disappointment.
Yeah, no kidding, it's been a total disappointment. And the contrast side to the Braves, who are looking at potential of all the postseason honors that they could get. Of course, I get postseason honors are not necessarily where I'm not in the game for postseason honors, but you could have the Rookie of the Year, right, in Acuna, correct? You could have the Executive of the Year in Anthopoulos. You could have the Manager of the Year in Brian Snicker.
Yeah, you got all of those. And that just shows that, you know, you're getting props for what you've been able to accomplish in a season where nobody expected you to do a whole lot. So, yeah, that's pretty good. That's not a bad way to start a legacy or a dynasty, if you will.
You know, you know how I like to fire – morning show with John and you. I like to fire people. One of the guys I never said fire was Brian Snicker. I never said – you know, that was one of the guys I never – but there were a lot of fans who said fire Brian Snicker. Now look at him, and there are a lot of people thinking Brian Snicker deserves a long-term contract.
I would think at this point he should. You know, he came in as the interim coach, the interim manager a while ago, and it just seems like since he's been up here, I think, and one of the things that they said about him, they loved about him was the fact that he worked well with the younger players. He was able to connect with the younger players. He's done a great job, a tremendous job in a short period of time getting this Braves team to where it is right now.
Yeah,
especially in a year with nobody. Yeah, especially in a year where nobody expected a whole lot from him.
Yeah, right, and the players, and we hear all the stories about how the players love him, and if the players love him, and you're going to have this core of young players for a long time, which is the hope, then why would you get rid of him?
No, I think he should get a long-term contract. I was thinking about that the other day, because he can't be, I mean, I know it's for the love of the game, but I know he can't be making that much money. He can't be making that much money, and he's probably due for a raise. Well, no, there's no probably about it. He's due for a raise.
How about a whole bunch of bonuses this year? You know, I mean, how about you get all those playoff bonuses? Maybe who knows what kind of bonuses he could get. Yeah, but Brian Snicker has been quietly, you know, one of the things that we kind of don't talk about a little bit, and this will be interesting to see about Lloyd Pierce, AT, and everybody with the Hawks, is that we have, you know, Tata Martino, and there's been a lot of discussion. We'll have Carlos Bocanegra on in the 9 o'clock hour when we get to it about his future with Atlanta United. And, you know, he is saying, Tata's saying as recent as yesterday that his desire is to remain as the head coach at Atlanta United. But there are other, you know, reports of other countries' national teams, because remember, Tata's a big-time coach. Yeah, a big, big, big-time coach. You know, like an Argentinian national coach, that kind of guy. So there are reports about his future. But we are blessed in this town to have really good coaches. And right now we happen to have a lot of them. And nobody is screaming for the coach to be fired. We have Dan Quinn, we have Tata Martino, we have Brian Snicker, Hugh, and hopefully Lloyd Pierce is to the Hawks with those three. You know, Brian Snicker took over a moribund team. Dan Quinn took over a struggling team. And Tata Martino built a team out of nowhere. And hopefully that's Lloyd Pierce as well. By the way, you can join 92.9 The Game, make a party of it. The official Atlanta Falcons Carolina Game Day party starts at noon. If you're not going to the game, Hoyle's Kitchen and Bar off Roswell Road in Marietta. Tons of prizes. The cheerleaders, Freddie the Falcon, and Obi Mahaley. Going to be there noon on Sunday. Falcons official viewing party is at Hoyle's Kitchen and Bar off Roswell Road in Marietta. When we get back in a moment, some of the things we may have missed early on a Falcons Friday Wendy Zone with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I know we mentioned it this morning, but the Atlanta Braves offering free tickets to those who are evacuated here in Atlanta for the three games this weekend against the Nationals, but also the Falcons, Atlanta United, and Arthur Blank announced that they have announced a $1 million pledge towards storm relief. The grant's going to be split between the American Red Cross of Georgia and Greater Carolina's region, as well as the United Way to assist in rebuilding and recovery efforts during the hurricane season. So a lot of good happening in the city of Atlanta for those who have been evacuated because of Hurricane Florence.
Yeah, no, Atlanta does a great job. And one of the things I'm most proud about this city, we've proven over the course of time that we are that town.
Yes. So very cool. Well, since the Atlanta Falcons have their home opener on Sunday, my food of the day, which can be found on the 100 concourse if you are heading to Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday, or if you're heading there for an Atlanta United game in the future, it's called the Goose Island Ribeye. So it's ribeye steak, thinly sliced, Goose Island beer cheese, garnished with pickled red onion and arugula. I tweeted a photo at 929 The Game. And oh my gosh, it looks awesome. So just letting you know. The Goose Island Ribeye on the 100 Concourse at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Ribeye is always good.
Oh, it looks phenomenal. So go check out the picture at 929 The Game on our Twitter page.
Is that on the value menu? Because if it ain't, I ain't trying to fool with that.
Well, everything on their menu.
Yeah, that looks good.
It's only $10.
Yeah,
it's only $10. That ain't bad.
And it comes with kettle chips.
So that means, technically, if I take $12 with me, I can get that in the unlimited soda, and I can be chilling.
That's a whole meal, because you get that in kettle chips.
What you talking about? What you looking at me like that for, D? I need to know that unlimited soda is going down Sunday. I'm just letting you know. I ain't drank soda all week because I'm going to make it go down Sunday. That's my cheat meal for the week.
It really
week.
Is, that's because you kind of want everything when you're there.
I even asked for a to-go plate.
Did they give you one?
No, I'm going to ask. You know, I will see. I'm gonna see if I know. You know,
press food?
Yeah, yeah, I know people. But you gotta understand. No. Like you need to understand plight.
What's
I am a single
plight,
man
Hugh?
That don't really grocery shop a whole lot. So, like, I know.
Well, put down
I know,
the remote control.
No, but I know, Wendy, that they don't keep all that food. They don't have no refrigerator to keep all that food. They might as well give it to somebody. They might as well give it to me.
What if they give it to the employees after the game? I'm pretty sure
they get it too. I'm technically an employee.
Are there, in your years in the Hawks, did anybody try to take home a plate of the free press food?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody you want to call out?
John's like, how dare you take the food? I did too.
But why not?
There were some days when I did it. I mean, it's
okay.
I
took a sandwich for post
after
the game.
The struggle is real, trying to find something to eat on a daily basis.
During AT's period, I know I took home many a plate.
Yeah.
I know I did.
You know they deliver groceries now, right? Where you don't even have to get off your couch.
Telling me that, but that ain't a meal. That ain't nothing that's already prepared. They're going to throw the food away anyway.
Oh, you want it cooked?
Yes. Why not?
Well, you can get, like, Lunchables delivered from the grocery store.
What? That still defeats the purpose. They got all that food. They got all that food. They ain't gonna do what they gonna do with it. They gonna throw it away. Anybody gonna give it to me?
I won't judge you. I will actually take a video of you leaving with it.
No, you won't, Whitney, because I know you will be doing it.
I'm gonna find you on the slide. No, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna stalk it, and I'm just gonna put a camper there.
I'm gonna do it on the slide.
Well, we've got the results from this year's surveys on America's tailgating habits. Here are six stats about everything from our favorite foods to our favorite tailgating games. Well, our favorite tailgating food is wings with 25% of the vote, followed by burgers, pizza, hot dogs, nachos, and tacos. God, tailgating is amazing. Our favorite thing to drink at a tailgate is beer with 53% of the vote.
Sure.
That's followed by mixed drinks, then iced tea, wine or wine coolers, and Gatorade.
Soda pop not on there? Wow.
Hmm. No, not at least not in the top one, two, three.
Wow. Four.
Or water.
Yeah, or water. Well, yeah, really? How much water is drunk at tailgate? A lot. Yeah, hot out, you can drink a lot of water.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope, you just add more ice to your drink. 24% of fans said they don't usually drink at a tailgate. 32% say they have one or two drinks. 20% said three to four. 11% said five or six. And 4% said seven or eight. And 9% of people said they drink more than that, more than seven.
Oh,
or
some
eight
people
drinks.
Kick it. Wow. Some people kick it at the tailgate. Some people go hard in the paint.
Yep.
I don't like to drink at the tailgate. I don't like to drink away from home, like, to be totally honest.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The Uber, but no, I like to be in control of the situation, so no, I'm not about to do that.
Well, 49% of people said cornhole is the best tailgating game. The rest of the top five are beer pong, frisbee or catch, flip cup, and ladder toss. I'm not really sure what ladder toss is. I've never played that at a tailgate.
Ladder toss. I got to see that on video.
Someone should Google it, and we'll figure out what that is at the end of the segment. 74% of fans said college tailgates are better than NFL tailgates.
They are.
Oh, it looks like some. Oh, it looks.
Ladder toss?
Yeah.
What is ladder toss?
It's. I'm looking to try to figure out the best way to describe it. It's like you set up a ladder and you. It's kind of like cornhole, but you take two balls. It's like on a string. And you throw it and try to hook it on the ladder. And I guess it's the tiers.
Like if you were to have shoes that were tied together?
Yes. There you go. Way to describe. Yes.
Okay.
Way to describe it. That's what it is. You get blue balls and red balls. Red
balls. Oh, thank you. No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
You know how sometimes when you say stuff, as soon as it
you know what? I think you knew what ladder toss was all along.
No,
you just wanted to say blue balls.
I didn't. But I saw it and they have two different color balls. Some of the balls are red.
Well, 61%, I'm going to save you, Hugh. 61% of people said the best place to watch football. Really, Hugh? To watch football is at home or at a friend's place. 12% would rather be at a bar. Only 11% being at the game is the best, which is insane.
Well, that is insane. I mean.
You got to be at the game, right? That's what I would think.
This looks pretty interesting, though. Because it's a technique. Like, they show you the different techniques you can use for ladder toss. It's pretty interesting.
Technique.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll have to have a video of you actually showing us the technique of ladder toss. Well, if you're going to be a part of Super Bowl week that is here in Atlanta and going to be out and about, the Atlanta City Council unanimously passed the Pour Until 4 measure last month in preparation for the Super Bowl in February.
Oh, I know what that means.
In case you missed it, Atlanta obviously hosting the Super Bowl on February the 3rd. Well, according to this report by WSB-TV, City of Atlanta officials are preparing for massive crowds, obviously invading downtown, extending the sale of alcohol at bars from 2:30 that it is right now to 4 a.m.
Uh-oh, it's going to be like it used to be back in the day.
So just be careful on Super Bowl week. We'll do that reminder again as we get closer to Super Bowl week.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember the last time?
Yeah. Somebody, hey, listen, just make sure you home at a reasonable hour.
Is a certain Hall of Famer coming to town?
Don't kill nobody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
And don't kill nobody.
Soon.
It ain't too soon.
It's too soon. Yeah.
We live through that.
It's always too soon.
Hey, does Johnny's Hideaway still do the midnight to 7 a.m. thing? Because it used to be the bars closed in Atlanta at 1, and we had to go to Johnny's Hideaway because Johnny's Hideaway was the only place in town that had the overnight alcohol thing, and everybody poured to Johnny's Hideaway to drink till 6 in the morning because they could serve till all hours of the night.
Well, I know they're open
until
late.
That's a long time. Yeah.
Woohoo. It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're all getting geared up for a huge weekend in and around Atlanta. of a lot of big-time sports. The Braves, the Falcons, Georgia, and more. As we get ready for all of this, the Falcons news headed to the game. What Dan Quinn said about the status of Devontae Freeman. We have the audio. We'll play it for you next with John and Hugh on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.